here as we talk about a lot here in the program. I talk about Patriot Foods because they're American farmers only, right? And American farmers, as you know, are battling every day. Now, they put out the best produce in the world. And this time of year, you drive around Michigan where I live, and you've got these farm stands, and it's peaches, and it's apples, and it's squash, and it's corn, and it's everything you can imagine. It's wonderful time of year in Michigan, right? A good friend of mine, Adam Alon, he grows blueberries in West Michigan, best in the world. And he's got hundreds of thousands of pounds. And yet somehow, a lot of the grocery market chains, they'll take it for a while, but then they want to take the cheap stuff that comes in on ships, right? Adam's joining me now. Adam from PatriotFoods.com. It's been a while since I've had you here, my friend, but I wanted to talk a little bit about everything you're doing. First of all, it is blueberry season, right? You're towards the back of the harvest here.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you to be on again. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're at the back of the blueberry season, Michigan blueberry season, and our season is getting shorter and shorter. As you know, we've had many conversations about this on the air. The imports are killing it. What we're asking from the retailers of this country is keep us on until we sell our blueberries, right? Just like any fruit or vegetable. Keep the American farmer on the shelf until they're empty, right?
Right.
It's devastating to the Michigan blueberry farmer.
Now, you say you have a shorter window, and the point that you're making, if people miss that, is your blueberries are ready before blueberries from, say, South America. And so you're on the shelf when the initial demand is there, but as that cheap product comes in from out of the country, which, by the way, is nowhere near the quality of American blueberries, of Michigan blueberries, right? Not near the quality at all. So then they start to pare you back and push you out. You've got 600,000 pounds of blueberries right now, best in the world, ready to go, and they're pushing you out for what, Peru?
That's correct. We got 600,000 pounds sitting in cold storage right here in Grand Haven, Michigan, right? And we have farmers in South Haven. We have farmers up in Rothbury. We have farmers in Grand Haven. This is affecting many families, not just Patriot Foods, my friends. This is affecting all of our growers that we buy from. This is devastating. 600,000 pounds of hand-picked grade A, okay, blueberries. And not one retailer is scraping it to the plate.
Yeah, so what do we do here? Because I know the retailers supported you to begin with this year. You were pretty excited about that. Some of the big grocery chains were supporting you, which is good. But they need to stay in the game a little bit more. Listen, are your blueberries going to be cheaper than what they import from Peru? No. We have standards in this country for the production, for the packaging, for the shipping, of all these things that many of the countries around the world don't have, quite simply. And so the American standards are higher. The cost of doing business in America is higher because of minimum wage requirements and everything else, which is fine. But then if you undercut the American farmer by buying cheap from countries that don't have those food handling standards, we're just kneecapping ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is nothing short of criminal, I tell you. And look at the carbon footprint, Steve. Look at the carbon footprint. These berries are on the water for 3 weeks, my friends, you know? I mean, our berries are right here in Grand Haven, Michigan. I mean, why don't we take care of the Grand Haven blueberry farmer, the Michigan blueberry farmer? I mean, why is it so easy to say, Adam, I'm sorry, but we're done. We're done accepting Michigan blueberries. Really? Really? What if we're done shopping at your store? What if we're done shopping at your store? How long would that last, right? I mean, this is out of control, folks, and we need help.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is you have it. You have it right here, and it's true of a lot of it. It's not just blueberries. And trust me, Michigan blueberries, if you've never had the pleasure, they are marvelous, spectacular, explosion of flavor. I mean, if you want blueberry cobbler, blueberry pie, blueberries in your smoothie, this is the deal. But that's true of so many things in America. It's blueberries, it's peaches, it's apples, it's vegetables, it's row vegetables like peppers and corn and all of these things. Grown here in America, we have the best soil in the world. We have the best farmers in the world. Yet for 50 cents or less, they'll push all of those American producers to the side and buy corn from Brazil and blueberries from Peru and, you know, whatever from Mexico. And we have better farmers and better quality here. Does it cost a little bit more? Yes, it does. But you know what? 10 years from now, these farmers will still be here if you do that. That's the point. Buy the best. Buying the best might cost you 5 cents more, but you deserve better, my friends, and the farmers do too. Right, Adam?
Absolutely, absolutely. We got to stand behind the American farmer. I mean, this is food security for the whole country. I'm telling you, this is no joke, guys. The American farmers are going out of business over cheap imports. It's no joke. This is a massive, massive scale, and this is the biggest it's ever been. 600,000 pounds of hand-picked fresh blueberries sitting in Grand Haven, Michigan. You know how much money we have stuck into harvesting them berries? It's not hard to do the math at about $1.50 a pound, okay? And the retailers just tell you no. I'm sorry, I'm a little worked up. I'm a little fired up. We need retailers to scrape it to the plate. We need them to call me and say, Adam, let's get you going again. We're going to help you get finished up. We need them to do the right thing.
Well, I need you to do the right thing if you're listening right now or watching this on America's Voice, wherever you might be catching the program. Go to patriotfoods.com. Support American blueberries right now, Michigan blueberries right now. Do that. That's step one. And when you get to patriotfoods.com, you're going to find a whole boatload of other American-grown quality products, all sorts of fruits and vegetables, fresh and frozen, depending on the season. You're going to find steak. You're going to find Amish meats and cheeses for your deli tray. You're going to find all sorts of great things there. I'm told if you use the promo code America, you might save 10%, too. So there is that if you spend more than $100. Adam, I'm with you in this fight for the American farmer. The quality cannot be beat. Is it going to cost me a little bit more? Yes, it is, but I'm willing to scrape a little bit more to support the American farmer for food security and American security. Adam, as always, my friend, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. PatriotFoods.com. It's not emergency food, but it's going to be an emergency if we don't have any food. PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code America. Come on. Use the best. I'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.